bottle up here. He's telling me the story about when he was preaching over in North Carolina and got to drinking out of somebody else's water bottle. So anyway, it is great to be here this morning. If you have your Bibles, please look with me to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, and we're going to be looking in some different passages this morning. We're going to be looking at in Luke 2. We're going to back up to Luke chapter 1 also. Listen, I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful that God has given me the ability and given me the opportunity to once more stand and to preach this morning. And man, it's just great how God works. Brother BJ done got into a little bit of it, but about 4 months, I believe it was. I think it was back in end of July, 1st of August, I don't know, somewhere along in there, we come over and visited with Don and Fleeta and that's the first time I ever met Brother BJ. Now, we walking in, he's standing at the back door, he shakes my hand, and I look him in the eye, and all of a sudden, I just know there's something different about this man. There's something different, and it's just like there was a connection there, and boy, I knew I was going to tear something up. I'm going to knock y'all going to have to hang a bunch more greens tonight before it's over with. But God just sort of put us together, and just what he did there. And, you know, over the last several months, I've got to know him and to be able to call him my friend. And man, it's just been amazing. And I'm here to tell you, you're blessed to have a pastor like Brother B.J. Mills, who not only loves you and loves this church, but loves the Lord like he does. And so, man, I'm just blessed to be here. But I'm here to tell you, you're blessed to have not only a pastor, but you're blessed to have a church like this. I mean, listen, I've got to preach over a whole bunch of different churches over the last bunch of years, and I'm talking about I preached in a bunch of them, and man, I'm here to tell you, listen, you talking about dead, you talking about dry, dusty, I'm talking about sort of like the old church back in the day, and they had the windows open as during the summer, and the wind blew the pastor's notes out in the field. Cow ate them and her milk dried up. I mean, I'm talking about dead, dry, dusty. I mean, just ain't nothing going on. Listen, they excuse me, their praise and worship. See how fast things sing? 3 songs. Preacher get up and give a little speech. They hurry up and get out there unless they catch something. I mean, wouldn't know the Holy Ghost if he came went home with them, sat down and eat supper with them. I mean, man, I'm here to tell you, you're blessed to be here. You blessed to be here. You blessed to be in a church like this. Man, we visited. I walked in. I had things going on in my life, had things going on in ministry. And hey, man, you remember when you was a kid? I mean, well, if you under 40, you ain't got a clue what I'm talking about. But like when I was a kid, man, you know, you'd be outside in the middle of the summer. Mama done locked the door because she was watching her soap operas and didn't want you to interrupt nothing. You'd be out there, it'd be hot, be playing, couldn't get inside. Wasn't no such thing as bottled water. You go over there and turn the spigot on, whole water hose attached to it, you'd have to let it run for a while to get the hot water out of it. And then you get a drink. You remember how cold and refreshing that was? Man, I'm here to tell you, that's what it's like when I walked in this place. Man, it blessed to be here. This morning's different. I'm here to tell you, it does something to me. We got some things going on in our life. But when I get to see the love of my life stand up and sing about the lover of my soul, man, ain't nothing does anything to me except for that, like that. I'm here to tell you, great, great to be here this morning. I was, when Brother BJ talked to me about, hey, listen, what we're going to preach, I want you to come preach, and God began to lay on my heart things to preach, and listen, man, I get to go to, have got to go to a lot of different places and preach, and I never want to make a mess, never want to cause a pastor any trouble, never want to cause any problem, man, I just want to be here, let God use me, just pour out what he's poured into me, bless your soul this morning, give you something you can hold on to, give you something you can chew on. And listen, and I done got my instructions, okay, I mean, before I got here. I mean, first of all, don't embarrass me. I grew up with some of them folks. No, you can't use them illustrations. And don't take your coat off. So listen, I don't usually wear a coat, but so if I get to going down, somebody come up here and fan me for a little bit. But listen, I was talking to Brother BJ. I said, listen, is it okay? God's laying this on me. Is it okay if we go ahead and break Christmas open? He said, absolutely, go ahead, man. I love this time of year. I love the time of year when we get to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what Christmas is all about, man. We celebrate the birth of a Savior. And I understand for a lot of folks, Christmas is not that joyful. I know for a lot of folks, Christmas is a sad time. I understand all that, okay? Don't get me wrong. But I'm here to tell you, Christmas is to be a time of celebration, to celebrate our Lord and Savior and the Savior King. The Lord has come. What the song, man? Let earth receive her King. And I'm here to tell you, it's great to be here, great to preach. Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, if you will, stand in the reverence and reading of God's word. And the Bible says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Father, Lord, we just thank you for this morning, for our time together. Lord, what you've already done in this building. Lord, this is not the church. Your people are the church. This body of believers is the church. This building's just a shell. It's a place where we can meet. And Lord, we are so thankful for that. But Father, what you're doing in your church, what you're doing in each one of us this morning, I thank you for that. Father, I want to go ahead and thank you for what you're about to do. Father, Lord, what you're going to do in us. Lord, we're going to leave here. We're not going to be the same ever again. Father, you're fixing to change us in a way, Father, Lord, that just brings us closer to you. Father, I pray you do something in each and every person here this morning. For someone who doesn't know you, they may know the church, they may know the words, they may know the songs, but they don't know you. Father, Lord, I just pray you'd save them this morning. Save them in a mighty way with your mighty hand. Father, I thank you for giving me peace to preach this morning. Father, Lord, that you've stilled the fear and the doubts in my life and in my mind and in my soul. Father, you've just given us a peace this morning to just preach. Father, Lord, I pray that you're glorified and you alone are glorified in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I'm on. Brother BJ, give me a bottle of water. I brought my own. Don't worry, I done drunk one of them. So, okay, we limited by what's in this bottle this morning. I told him we're going to have a two-bottle sermon this morning, so. Anyway, look, we're talking about, preach with this thought in mind, how to have a Merry Christmas. How to have a Merry Christmas. Of course, that's a play on the words. We're going to look, man, I love preaching about Christmas. I love preaching on the characters surrounding Christmas. I thought of all different things to preach on, but kept coming back right here. How to have a Merry Christmas. No matter the circumstances, no matter what's going on in my life, no matter what's this over here, over here, over here, nothing else. Listen, how are we going to have a Merry Christmas? First of all, notice, let's back up to Luke chapter 1. Look with me back up a couple of pages, maybe one, maybe two in your Bible. Back up to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation that this should be. The angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this was the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Man, I'm here to tell you, you want to have a Merry Christmas, first thing we need to do is to be surrendered unto the will of God. Be surrendered unto the will of God. Listen, and I'm here to tell you, we sang about it a while ago. I love that song. I ain't never heard it, but it was good. I'm thinking, man, somebody done picked this out right up with my sermon. Listen, I'm here to tell you, surrender to the word of God, and to the will of God, but I'm here to tell you, that's not easy, is it? That's not easy, man. Because when you surrender, I'm not talking about we come into church. I'm not talking about we're going to put our socks on and comb our hair just right. I'm talking about we think get surrendered, totally surrendered under the word of God, to under the will of God. Listen, I can imagine Mary. Man, she's getting ready for a wedding, right? She's a spouse to Joseph. Man, they planned, listen, I don't know how long it took to plan a wedding back then. We had one back in the spring, and I know how long that took, okay? Man, I don't know what all they did back then, but... Excuse me, I didn't know you had to do so much to plan a wedding. My youngest son, his wife got married. I'm here to, man, we got caterers, we got all this stuff. Man, they even planned what I was going to say. I got to perform. Listen, they had it all planned out. Man, I'm here to tell you, I don't know how long it took. But you can imagine, here's Mary, man. She's got her hopes. She got her dreams. She fixing to get married to Joseph. They're going to live happily ever after. She's going to raise the family. They're going to have kids running around everywhere like y'all got running around in this place. I mean, it's just going to be great. And all of a sudden, an angel shows up and breaks into her life. All of a sudden, just a normal day. Man, the angel just appears. Gabriel just appears. Can you picture Mary? Gabriel shows up, man, and everything changes. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. I mean, can you imagine, man, you're writing out the guest list. I mean, you getting all everything lined up. You making plans about where the flowers going to go, who's going to stand where, who's going to fix the grooms and britches when he rips them an hour before the wedding. I mean, you got everything planned, and all of a sudden, Angel Gabriel just shows up right there. Listen, you about to conceive and have a son. All her hopes, all her dreams, all her plans. Just went out the window right then. Man, done got to cancel the cane. Listen, I'm here to tell you, you can imagine, man, what's my parents going to think? Man, what's everybody going to say? What's Joseph going to say? Listen, her marriage is hanging in the balance. Even her very life is hanging in the balance. I'm talking about being surrendered to the will of God. Man, that's not easy. I'm talking about total surrender. Listen, total surrender means, Lord, it's my hopes for your will. It's my dreams for your will. It's everything about me. Total surrender, listen, to the Lord. Total surrender to his will. Total surrender to his word is more than just coming to church. Yes, I'm here to tell you, man, he wants you to be in church. He wants you to be here on Sunday morning. He wants you to be here Sunday. He wants you to be, listen, man, he wants you to be here to hear his word, but not just to hear it, but to take it in. But I'm here to tell you, surrendering to the word of God means, and the will of God is here I am, Lord. Here's everything that I have. Here's my money. Here's my work. Man, here's my family. Here's my kids. You know how hard that is? Man, when you're sitting there and your son comes in, walks in the room, I mean, he's at college, he's about halfway through getting his degree, going to teach and coach, and his son walks in and he says, Mom, Dad, y'all need to sit down. I got something I need to tell you. You're talking about your ears perking up. He said, I've been off with one of my buddies over in Mississippi, and they had a big revival over there. God's calling me into the ministry. God's calling me into the ministry. Hey, listen, we're going to shout about that, right? I'm here to tell you, listen, I've been around churches. I've been in and out of churches. Listen, I know how churches chew up ministers and spit them out. Okay, I know all that. Listen, man, I'm here to tell you, I'd a lot rather see him over there coaching. But because, listen, man, we got ministers leaving. They're leaving the ministry right and left, and it's not because they don't love Jesus. It's because they've been treated like mess by churches. He walks in and says, God's calling me into ministry. He had 92 in his youth Wednesday night. He called to tell us he had 92 youth at his Bible study Wednesday night. Listen, God's got a will and a purpose for your life. Man, God, your will, your word is more important than anything else in my life. It's more important than Joseph. It's more important than my wedding. It's more important than what my parents think. It's more important than what anybody else has to say. Your will is more important than my life. Listen, you don't have a Merry Christmas. Be surrendered unto his will. Be surrendered unto his word. Listen, be it unto me according to your word. Listen, man, let me let you in on something real quick. God's will is never going to violate his word. Y'all do understand that, right? Okay, listen, I hear folks, man, that's God's will for my life. God's will for my life. Listen, God's will over here. God's will this, God's will that. Listen, no, it's not. Because what you're saying goes against what he's already written in his word. Man, God's will ain't going to never violate his word. Can't help but share this, man. God's got a will and a purpose. Man, you're going to surrender to it. You're going to be surrendered to his word. You're going to be surrendered to his will. Man, first Sunday we walked in, we sat back there with Don and Fleeta. Brother BJ got up here to preach, man. I don't think they about three people know this in the world, I think. He got up, he announced his title and said, turn to this scripture. And he began to preach a sermon that I just preached the week before. I don't mean his exact sermon. I mean, we had different points. I'm talking about the exact same title and exact same scripture. And God confirmed something in my life right then. I'm talking about God confirmed something in my life right then, because I just resigned from a church, didn't know where I was going, didn't know what was about to happen. I didn't know God was fixing to open up a huge door in a ministry, and I think get to lead a bunch of folks to Christ and baptize them. I didn't know all that. All I knew was I was just trying to be obedient. Man, Elizabeth, Mary goes down to see Elizabeth. Elizabeth, being filled with the Holy Ghost, said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. God just confirms something in her life. I love it when God confirms things in her life. She was surrendered to the will of God, but not only that, she is satisfied with the wisdom of God. Look with me in verse 46, chapter 1. And Mary said, my soul, get this now, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Man, y'all hear that? You talking about being sad? Here she is. She's scared. Listen, she surrendered to his will. I got that. But listen, man, that don't mean she ain't got some doubts along the way. That don't mean, listen, she knows everything that's about to happen. She don't know any of the details. All she knows, Elizabeth confirmed something in her, confirmed what the angel said. She's still worried. Listen, you can imagine, well, how's all this going to happen, man? What's Joseph? She still don't know what Joseph's going to do. Hey, how about this? Does God really know what he's doing? Man, you ever ask that, don't raise your hand. I don't want nobody to be lying in church this morning. God, you really call me to preach? God, you really call me to pastor this church? God, you really call me? God, are you sure you know what you're doing? Because, God, I'm just an old boy from Gwinn, Alabama, and I don't know a whole lot. God, you really do? Man, can you imagine? God, is this really going to happen? Surrender to the will of God. But listen, the will of God put her in a place in a situation that wasn't very sociably acceptable. Listen, I'm not going to chase this long, but understand something. When you surrender to God's will in your life, you get surrendered to His Word. I'm talking about you reading it, you studying it. Man, you get satisfied with God's wisdom. Man, you don't know all the details. It don't matter to you. You just there to serve the Lord, love the Lord. I'm talking about lift up the Lord, man. Understand something. You're not going to be very sociably acceptable. You're going to stand out a little bit. Can I tell you that much? Man, you're going to stand out. Listen, I'm here to tell you, when God saved you, He called you to stand out. He called you to be a little bit different. Man, I'm here to tell you, man, if nothing's ever changed in your life, listen, if there's no difference in you and the rest of the world, listen, if you do like everything the world does, if you walk like the world talks, if you talk like the world talks, listen, if you dress like the world dresses, if you drink what the world drinks and smokes what the world smokes and watches what the world watches, I'm here to tell you, upon the authority of the Word of God, you've never been saved. Because when Jesus comes into your life, He makes a change in your life. Like, you ain't something you can do yourself. I know a lot of you. Man, I'm here to tell you, God does something in you. It ain't something you can do yourself. I know a lot of you done tried to clean yourself up. It didn't work, did it? But when Jesus gets in your life and He begins to clean, listen, you're different. Man, you called to be different. Everything's about to be new in Mary's life. But notice what she says at Elizabeth's confirmation. She said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for He hath regarded the low of estate of His handmaid." How many of you can testify to that this morning? Man, I'm here to tell you, I was a little boy sitting over there, second row, Gwinnett First Baptist Church. Minding my own business, couldn't wait for the preacher to shut up like some of y'all are right now. God broke into my life. He had regarded my low estate. Y'all know what I'm saying? I mean, the Holy Spirit showed up right there, and He convicted me of my sin. And He convinced me of God's love for my life. Listen, He began to change my life. He saved me. Listen, He saved me. I can remember that day He regarded my lowest estate. Listen, He showed me the love of God found only in Jesus Christ, and He saved me. He that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is His name. Listen, He not only saved me, but He changed me. He that is mighty has done great things unto me, and holy is His name. Man, call me to preach. He's done great things unto me, and holy is His name. Anybody can testify to that this morning? Man, I'm here to tell you, I still got a lot of unanswered questions in my life. She surrendered to His will, satisfied with His wisdom. My soul magnifies the Lord. She's satisfied God can handle it. Listen, I'm here to tell you. A lot of times we won't do this. Oh, yeah, Lord, I'm surrendered. Man, I'm satisfied. Lord, but I need to know the details, right? Lord, I'll surrender, but. Lord, I'll surrender if. Man, I ain't surrendered. That ain't being satisfied with what God's got for you. Listen, I don't know all the details, but I do know this. God's got it all worked out, right? He's got the big ones. He's got the little ones. I mean, He's got it all. Listen, I don't know all the details, but I know this. The book of Romans tells us that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and called according to His purpose. Listen, it don't matter what circumstance you got going on. If you're saved today, listen, God's going to make it work out for your good and for His glory. Listen, I love John chapter 10, verse 29, where Jesus talking about the Father holds you in His hand if you're saved. Listen, I'm here to tell you today, I'm not holding on to God's hand. Listen, I'm here to tell you today, God's not holding on to my hand, but He is holding me in His hand. Amen. Listen, nobody can take you out of the Father's hand, what Jesus said. Let me tell you something else, what I believe that means also. Whatever circumstance you got going on in your life today, if you're saved, that means it's already coming through the fingers of God. And y'all know what I'm talking about? It may just be life. It may just be that raining on the just and the unjust, but it's come through the fingers of God. Maybe God's trying to do something in your life to get you to straighten up here, straighten up there. Maybe it's some discipline, but it's coming through the fingers of God. Maybe it's Satan working on your life, or his demons working on your life. Man, trying to tempt you here and tempt you there and get you to fall and beat you down here. Whatever it is, listen, I'm here to tell you, it's already come through the fingers of God if you're saved. It's come through his fingers. God, listen, God holds you in his hand. He's not holding you by the hand. He's holding you in his hand. Nobody can take you out of the hand of God. Boy, I got some more there, but we're going to move on. She has surrendered to the will of God, satisfied by God's wisdom. You know, God's wisdom and the world's wisdom, two different things, right? Man, go back and look at the example of Lot and Abraham. You can see what world's wisdom does to you. Not only was that, but she's also sold out to the way of God. Luke chapter 2, we done read it. Look with me in verse 1 again. Let me get over here. I ought to be taxed, everyone into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was a house and lineage of David, be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, for there's no room for him in the inn. Mary wasn't just, she wasn't just surrendered, she wasn't just satisfied, but I'm here to tell you, she was sold out. It's one thing to be surrendered and say, behold your handmaiden. It's another thing to be satisfied and say, my soul doth magnify the Lord. But I'm here to tell you something else, to pack up your suitcase, get on that donkey and start heading to Bethlehem. It's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to start doing it. It's one thing, listen, she's great with child. That means it could happen at any minute. Me and y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all remember how y'all was? You know, your wife's great with child. If it can happen in any minute, right, you run around like a chicken with your head cut off. Listen, and they're getting ready. They're going to battle. You remember Joseph. He's in there. He's getting everything ready. And he's trying to talk Mary out of going. He said, listen, Mary, it's a long way. It's about 70 miles to Bethlehem. Listen, why don't you just stay here? Man, you're pregnant. You're great with child. You could have that kid at any minute. But Mary, you just stay here. My mom going to look after you. Your family's here. They're going to look at, man, everybody going to look. You just stay here. I'll go down there. It won't take me a couple of days, and I'll be right back, okay? You just stay here. I'll be back before that baby gets born. Don't worry. You just stay here. Mary looked at him and said, Joseph, you remember what that prophet Micah said? About how thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little amongst the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that shall be ruler in Israel, whose going forth is from of old, from everlasting. Joseph, I'm going to Bethlehem. And it's going to be all right. God's got it. You can picture, I mean, ain't no Best Westerns. Ain't no Mexican restaurants along the way. Man, they ain't got a Coleman tent and lantern and air mattress and all that stuff we got to have now when we get older to go camp. You know what I'm, man, they ain't none of that. Man, she gets on her donkey and they headed to Bethlehem. And you can imagine, man, me being, you know, I can put myself in Joseph's shoes. Mary, you all right? Let me get you a drink. Hey, you got to go another few more miles. Hey, Mary, y'all, you ain't have no labor pains, are you? Know. Mary said, it's all right, Joseph. God's got this. One step, we one step closer. We're not that far from Bethlehem anymore. We one step closer. Listen, guys, you're talking about being sold out to the way of God. Listen, I'm talking about completely sold out. Here's all of it, Lord. We go up wherever you want me to go. We're doing whatever you want me to do. Listen, and I'm here to tell you, you know, something that's going to help you. Man, somebody ought to shout about this morning. Man, we one step closer, right? Man, when I stop and think about it, that, hey, listen, brother, we one step away. I'm one step away being with my Jesus who died for me, who shed his blood for me. Listen, I'm a firm believer, man, Jesus come back and get his church in a minute. Listen, when he does, I'm going up, and I hope you are too. But I'm here to tell you, we one step. Each step I take today, I'm one step closer. Each step you take today, if you save, you one step closer. You don't talk about helping you get sold out. Realize something, I'm one step closer. I'm not going backwards no more. I'm not going back where we came from to Nazareth. We going to Bethlehem. Man, we going to Bethlehem. We going to Bethlehem. Because it's in now, O Bethlehem, where the Savior coming from, who's going forth, is from of old, from everlasting. Lord, I go even to Bethlehem. I go all the way to Bethlehem. Listen, we don't just need to be surrendered and satisfied. We need to be sold out. Listen, you want to have a great Christmas? I know what the world's wisdom says. You got to have a bunch of parties. You got to have a bunch of presents. You got to have all kinds of lights and decorations, all that kind of stuff. Listen, I'm here to tell you, listen, that's the world's wisdom. Listen, if you have all those things, listen, that's the world's idea of Christmas. Just spend a lot of money and worry about how you're going to pay for it in January, right? Man, I'm here to tell you, I don't get a thing for Christmas. I've already got the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness and the salvation that only comes through Jesus Christ. I don't care what you want to wrap up. You can't wrap that up. Man, I've already got the greatest gift I could ever get through Jesus Christ this morning. We're going to close. I know in a Baptist church you're only supposed to have 3 points. We're about to close. Our musicians, y'all come on. We got one more for you this morning. Mary surrendered to the will of God, satisfied by the wisdom of God, sold out to the way of God. I'm here to tell you, God's love was made flesh in a cradle, but God's love was manifested in the flesh on the cross. Man, if there wasn't going to be a cradle, if there wasn't going to be a cross, there never would have been a cradle. Yes, he is the Son of God, slain from the foundation of the world. Yes, he is God's Son. Man, yes, he was born in that manger. Yes, I know all that, man. But can you imagine something? Move forward with me about 33 years to Mary. John says in his gospel, when he's giving an account of the crucifixion, he says, there stood Mary by his cross. Y'all just breeze through that, don't you? There stood Mary by his cross. Man, you think about that. There stood his mother, and she's looking up at her son as he's dying for the sins of the world, as he's dying for your sin, as he's dying for my sin, as he's dying for her sin. There stood his mother. And I can picture this, man. And she once looked down in that cradle. She gazed down in that cradle with joy. Now she's gazing up at that cross in agony. She once looked down in that cradle with wonder, but now she's looking up at that cross and she's weeping. And as she looks up and she sees her son as he's hanging there on that cross, and she looks at his hands and she begins to remember those little hands, man, those little hands that once grasped her finger, man, they're now got nails in them. And she thinks of those little feet that she used to rub and you know, tickle and everything, that now those feet are ruined. And she thinks about, man, as she looks up and she sees those legs, and she thinks about how he used to run and jump and play, but now all she can think about is how they staggered up that Via Dolorosa in that body that she used to caress, and she wrapped in swaddling clothes, is now bruised and beaten and battered beyond recognition. That sweet head that she kissed and she rubbed and she anointed, is now platted with a crown of thorns and bloodied beyond all thought. Yes, he's God's son on the cross, but that's her son on that cross. I think, man, she gave her life. She once surrendered. She once was satisfied. She once was sold out. Man, she went all the way to Bethlehem. But listen, he surrendered and he stepped out of the throne room of heaven and stepped into a cradle. Man, you talking about being sold out. Listen, I don't know how bad that trip was to Bethlehem, but it wasn't nothing like that trip up Golgotha's hill. Saved by the work of God. Saved by the work of God. See, she needed salvation just like you need salvation. Just like I needed salvation. She's saved by the word. I'm going to ask you this. Are you saved? Man, we ain't playing games. Are you saved? We ain't talking about dressing up and coming to church. Are you saved? Have you been blood bought, blood washed, born again? Are you saved this morning? Have you ever given your life to Jesus Christ? Listen, I'm here to tell you, you can't get surrendered. You can't get sold out and you can't get satisfied till you get saved. Are you saved? Brother BJ, you come on up. We're fixing to have a time of invitation. I need you to do whatever God's calling you to do. Maybe you just need to come down this altar and pray for somebody. Maybe you need to come down this altar and say, God, listen, man, I'm saved, but I've sort of been playing games. I don't want to play games no more. I want to get sold out. Lord, I'm going to do whatever you want to call me to do. Lord, if it means walking across to the street to my neighbor and telling them about Jesus, Lord, that's what I'm going to do. If it means showing up on Sunday night, that's what I'm going to do. I ain't playing games no more. I'm going to do whatever you call me to do. Lord, whatever you call me to do. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this place. Father, for the Holy Ghost is here. Father, Lord, that just has invaded this place. Lord, I know you're already working on hearts this morning. You're already working on minds this morning. Father, Lord, I just pray that you'll change them. Lord, do what only you can do in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.